This is Twitter Pricks Part 2, and I just finished blogging about the annoying chumps with the side hats touting fucking Dr. Phil and Oprah kind of shit in the hope that they would appeal to the ladies, and it works apparently for ladies and fuckwits. But then, the other thing that's really been pissing me off with Twitter is if you pick up followers and you go, oh, okay, and you have to have a look because you can't, in an ideal world, you would just embrace, you know, everyone, you know, kind of in this Jesus-like acceptance thing. But it doesn't work like that because if you do that, you end up getting spammed the shit out of. Whether it be DMs up the arse full of illegitimate links, or whether it just be you know clogging your news feed with ridiculous links, and even the age old someone saying real bad shit about you, which I must admit, 12 months ago when I got the first one of those, I was actually a little bit concerned, and then having checked out the credentials before I followed the link, I went, oh, okay, this is fucked. But the thing that pisses me off, I digress, about the spammers on Twitter, is I'm looking at the newest one. It's White Lamp, at White Lamps, follows me. The bias is always shining bright, the sun, 321 tweets. It's following 1,391 people, and it has 347 followers. That's more followers than I have, legitimately. And that's partially because I'm a fucktard. But how does it get that many followers? Do you think, and this is my proposal that makes me be able to sort of sleep at night, perhaps spam follows spam, and then they kind of, they're able to, you know, strengthen unity, you know, and borrowing credentials from each other in a giant illusion to make it look right. If I had less of a life, I'd probably go through the followers to find out whether that's actually the case or not. But for now, I'm just going to mark them as spam, block them, and curse their name. Okay.